the rest of the story. It began as just a temporary job. Aerospace engineer Ron Toomer had been designing heat shields for Apollo spacecraft when his company folded in 1965. So he took this job at Aero Development, a manufacturer of amusement park roller coasters. Only until he could once again find work in the aerospace industry, Ron told himself, but Ron Toomer never went back to rocket ships. For designing roller coasters proved so intriguing, so exciting, so challenging that Ron remained in that business, and he's there to this day. You may never have met the mechanical genius behind some of the greatest recreational excitement ever conceived, but now you're going to learn the rest of the story. Roller coaster enthusiasts acknowledge a few roller coasters are monuments of the genre. There's the Great American Scream Machine at Six Flags in Jackson, New Jersey. It has 7 upside-down loops, more than any other anywhere. There's the Magnum XL 200 at Cedar Point Amusement Park in Sandusky, Ohio. It soars 201 feet above the ground at 75 miles an hour, the highest, the fastest roller coaster in all the world. 2 other unique coasters come to mind. The Corkscrew at Knott's Berry Farm. That was the first modern upside-downer. And the Ninja at Magic Mountain, suspended below its rail. And it swings as it goes. These and many other one-of-a-kind roller coasters, which have set standards throughout the amusement park industry, are the creations of former aerospace engineer Ron Toomer. While Ron was still in high school, he was working in the jet propulsion lab at a rocketry company. He had never imagined any other profession. He was a fascinated student of space. But then at that last aerospace job, before the company went under, Ron met a fellow worker who had once manufactured park rides, amusement park rides, and he talked about it a lot, and the talk fascinated Ron. And so when both men were out of work, this other fellow introduced Ron to the Aero Development Company. That's the firm which has built most of the original Disneyland rides. And Ron Toomer was hired. Today he's president of the company. Future plans include a roller coaster called the Pipeline, which will roll over and over and over like an airplane doing loops. But if Ron never invented another fun machine, he would still be recognized as the greatest roller coaster designer in history. A fact made all the more remarkable by something that Ron is often reticent to discuss. For you see, in the amusement park business, Ron Toomer is Mr. Thrills himself. Nobody has made more people gasp and shriek and scream with delight than has he. He is Mr. Thrills. But Mr. Thrills has a condition. Ron Toomer has, well, it's something called motion sickness. And he has a very serious case of it, in fact. And yes, I do mean to say that Ron Toomer, the man who has dared millions to ride his fantastic, swooping, swerving, diving, climbing, careening machines, he wouldn't think of riding in one of those things himself. And now you know the rest of the story.